Thank you, Supervisor Koenig. I'm going to just ask, I just have one brief question. I really want to make sure that we get out to members of the public to hear from the public, and we get back to allow the board to have a brief break before we have our time certain 1:30 item. So I guess the one question I have, first, just want to appreciate the work that's gone into this. Very supportive of the staff's perspective. I have more comments I'll make after we hear from the public. The one question I do have is related to the tree replacement. And I'm just wondering, just due to the fact that being new on the board, I'm wondering, since there's, a large amount of non-native trees that are going to be removed, in terms of replacement, if there's an opportunity for us to not have to replace the non-native trees, if there's an opportunity for us to replace the non-native ones with native ones, because I think from a biological perspective, we really want to try to promote native species and, you know, not have non-native, not actively replace non-native and exotic species within our communities, especially, I would imagine, a large number of those are eucalyptus, and those habitats are not very hospitable to many understory native plants. I mean, they do provide benefits in terms of monarch habitats if they're in the appropriate configuration, and they could provide habitat for like great blue herons. But I imagine that there's other species that could similarly provide those types of benefits while also allowing for greater recruitment of native species. And so I'm just wondering if that is an option.
Great question. So I'm not aware of any requirement that says we have to replace the tree species that was removed with another of the same species. I think our overall goal with the mitigation program will be to maximize habitat function and habitat value, which would lead us to planting mostly native trees. Like you said, there may be specific instances like in monarch butterfly habitat where blue gum eucalyptus or other species are called for, but we would certainly be aiming to plant a majority of native species.
Great.
Part of the mitigation. Yeah.
Thank Great. You. Those are all my questions, and I'll save my comments. And so at this point in time, I'd like to open up the public comment period and invite members of the public to come up. I'd just like to see with people who are here today, how many people want to comment on this item. So, yeah.